Michelle, if I can start the questions by, by making my mother roll over in her grave, can I ask you how old you are?
Sure, I'm 30.
Okay, thank
30
you.
Years old.
Okay, what about, I mean, obviously your competition is going to be Charlie Angus, if, assuming you get the Liberal nomination.
Yes.
What do you think is wrong with Charlie continuing to represent the riding?
Good question. I admire Charlie. It's politicians like Mr. Angus that have, you know, inspired and encouraged me to go into politics. So I don't necessarily think there's anything wrong with Charlie Angus as a candidate. I would say mostly it's a time for a change, in which party is representing the Timmins James Bay riding in the House of Commons. It's something that I'm hearing frequently, as I was mentioning, and kind of garnering support. It's something I kept hearing, that we need a change. We need a change from NDP. And so I received a lot of support in terms of putting my name in, because we've been waiting for a new choice, a good choice.
What about the predictions that whichever party ends up ruling is going to be a minority? And second part of this question is, what about all the flops and the scandals that Justin Trudeau has had to endure?
So, I mean, of course, it's a little early to be talking about politics, and I wouldn't want any of my comments or opinions to be perceived as those of the parties, because I am not the candidate yet for the Liberal Party of Canada. To that, I would say that it's still very early. The elections aren't until October. So, I mean, I'm sure there's some time for some of those, I don't know what you call them, flabs to get cleared up. Whether it be a majority government or minority government, I think that having a change in representation in the House of Commons could just be a good thing for Timmins James Bay. Whether it end up being a minority Liberal government, it can still be beneficial having a Liberal MP, in my opinion. And so that's why I've kind of been encouraged to continue on this pursuit.
You might have answered this already, but what about people who would say, you've only been a councillor for 6 months, why do you want to leave now?
Well, to that I would answer, I don't want to leave. like I said, this is an opportunity to continue working for the residents in Timmins, to continue working for Timmins as a city, but as well as for the rest of the region. And I've always been of the mind that we need to be working as a region, and we need to, you know, really foster regional collaboration if we want to see prosperity in the area. So to me, this was an opportunity to just be able to continue that work. I am going to be very happy to continue working on council should I not be successful in my campaign for the candidacy, and afterwards I'll be more than pleased to continue working on council for the remainder of my term. Definitely.
Now, there's only a handful of regular council meetings left between now and the federal election.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to be at them? And what about your constituency work? Well, during the campaign.
So certainly. I mean, I've been, even before making my final decision, I did a lot of research and made sure I had everything clear in terms of what was and what was not allowed. So, of course, I'll be working according to that. So no campaigning at City Hall. Of course, when I'm at my council meetings, I'm there as the Ward 5 councillor. So I'll just be continuing my work as per usual. I'm very happy to have been assigned to the boards and committees that I have been to. So I'll be continuing to go into those meetings. If anything, it's, you know, the learning that I'm doing and the experience that I'm gaining will just be a benefit to my future in politics. So,
have you spoken to the other three councillors from Ward 5? I mean, you know, if you're in one of the other wards, it may look like abandonment, but have you spoken to the other three in Ward 5 about what you're doing?
Yes, so everyone's been notified, and I've heard back, and it's been very encouraging. So there's been no concern expressed to me at this point. So.
What I meant was that you have three other councillors in your ward who might be able to help pick up the slack. Have there been any offers?
Certainly, and I mean, this wouldn't fit, and of course, we are projecting into the future here. I'm not even a candidate officially, and we don't know what the outcome of the election will be. But this, it wouldn't be the first time that a councillor resigned from their seat for whichever reason, and so we've seen this already in the city of Timmins. I'm sure that we'll be able to respond accordingly.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Do you know when the nomination meeting is going to be?
So essentially, they're waiting for these nomination contestants applications. It'll be once I hear back from the Greenlight Committee.
Are there other people seeking the nomination?
I can't confirm that. So, of course, I've heard But I can't confirm that there's anyone actually actively seeking the nomination. So,
and because you are just newly, like you just won in October, I guess what was the tipping point then? Because we all knew the federal election was coming up in October, right? Mm-hmm. So what was the tipping point to make you sort of step up and seek this nomination?
So definitely. I mean, this is a... I've had federal ambitions, I say you could call them, since the beginning of my political career, let's say. This is something that I was always, as the young girl, I was the one that's saying that I might be the prime minister one day, right? So this was is definitely something that's always been in the plan. I was certainly going to be putting my name in and making a run for it in the next election, so in 2019. 2023. But as I mentioned, I've been involved with the Riding Association. I've, you know, been part of candidate search discussions. And I've, with change in the political environment in our province, I felt that there's no better time than the present to put my name in. So I think that I could have waited. But even the more I'm learning in my position on municipal council, I'm learning that often municipalities have their hands tied by higher levels of government. And as I mentioned, there's been a change in the political environment in our province. And I think that if we do want to see the growth and the prosperity we've all been talking about for the city of Timmins, we're going to have some players at those higher levels. And so I figured, why not that be me?
With the you said you've been involved in the Riding Association for the Liberal Party since 2015, sort of what specifically?
So I started off as a volunteer on the last campaign, but then ever since I got more and more involved on the actual Electoral District Association, so I became a board member. I'm now actively the secretary as well as acting official agent for the Riding Association, so I've been part of the executive.